Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours, and this is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. More importantly, there is no show without you. So thank you very much. Whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, whether you're tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you could be tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 158, or you could be locked in on a smart speaker right now. I appreciate you. Listen, folks, we got a lot to get into tonight. First of all, the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns are going to be back at it tonight momentarily. Let's see who takes a 3-2 series lead. Seconds ago, we had another group actually finish up a game, and we have one team that has taken a 3-2 series lead. Philadelphia. They beat Boston seconds ago. 115-103 is the final score. Celtics get smacked around at home in Boston. Philadelphia up 3-2 in their series, having an opportunity to close this one out and go to the Eastern Conference Finals. That game will go down on Thursday. And so we'll get into the Nuggets and the Suns, obviously, as that game gets ready to get started, and as it concludes later on tonight, we'll talk about that. We know we had a wild one last night between the Warriors and the Lakers. The Warriors now have their backs up against the wall, down 3-1 there against Los Angeles. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Coach Budenholzer, who would have thought? They shared, I don't know if I should call them pleasantries, but they publicly professed their love for one another. As Budenholzer thanks Milwaukee, the city, the town, the organization, and Giannis thanks Budenholzer. A little too late for that now, isn't it? Nah, never too late. Unfortunately, basketball world learned that coach Denny Crum, everybody at Louisville knows about Denny. Unfortunately, he has passed away. We don't have any word on what took place with Bob Huggins. No clear message yet. We're learning more and more about the NFL schedule and its release. And then there's all types of wild things happening in the world of sports. I know my friends just north of me in the Carolinas, are happy with the Hurricanes as they're just slapping up the Devils all over the place. Tonight they won 6-1 to have a 3-1 series lead. So we have a lot to get into. If you follow me on social media, you already know everything that we're going to discuss. That is at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. And if you want to talk to me, that's also very simple. I am everywhere on your phone line. Yeah, we got multiple phone lines. You want to call us? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So if you got a phone and you want to tweet me, knock yourself out. If you want to call me, go ahead and do that too. Just don't get mad if you're at work and you get the boot. Here's the deal. I told you, Philadelphia wins 115-103. I watched this entire game. The game sucked, okay? It was not competitive. The Boston Celtics were not in it. Overall for tonight, they shot 40%. They shot 31% from deep. At one point, the 76ers led by 21 points. Boston, early on, led by three. And it was there was nothing enjoyable about this game. Boston pretty much played catch-up the entire time. Just going to halftime, the Sixers led 58-49. And at that point, at half, Joel Embiid already had 21 points. Tyrese Maxey had 11 points at the half. He finished with 30. Embiid finished with 33. James Harden almost had a triple-double. Wasn't forced into going for 40. Didn't suck by only having 5 points or 12 points. He finished with 17, 10, and 8. Everybody got busy tonight for Philadelphia. Tobias Harris gave you 16 points. And even late in the game, I don't know if you want to call this a cherry on top, P.J. Tucker came out, and he knocked down a corner three. God knows he's pretty much been cold throughout the majority of these playoffs. P.J. Tucker, at this stage of his career, well, never really known for his offense, but definitely not contributing here when it comes to the points category. And this is where things were pretty disappointing. The Celtics fell flat at home. The Boston Celtics had an opportunity to go up 3-2 on their home court in front of their home fans. And at the end of the game, the fans were walking out. There was nothing for them to cheer for. Jason Tatum had a slow start. Started off 3-for-11, ended tonight with 36 points. 3-of-11 from downtown. Jaylen Brown, 24 points. Marcus Smart, 14. And oh my God, is Al Horford tired? Does Al Horford need, I don't know, an IV? Does he need a Pedialyte? Does Al Horford need a wheelchair? Has he aged? Is tonight just a bad game? I don't think so. He's been missing a lot of shots. Al Horford had 0 points tonight. It's like Al Horford thought that he was back in a Philadelphia 76ers uniform where they found him to be useless. 0 points. 0-of-7 from deep. Every shot that Al Horford took was a three-pointer, and he gave them nothing. Derek White has been MIA as well, finishing with 7. Malcolm Brogdon, the reigning sixth man of the year, only came down with 7 points himself. Pathetic. There's no other way to call it. A matter of fact, let's listen to a pathetic ending if you're a Celtics fan. This was Kevin Harlan with the final call on TNT.
Harden right there will try to grind his way out of that double team and does. And the 76ers get a win for the second time in the series on the road, Reggie.
And to me, this was a signature playoff moment for Joel Embiid, who has struggled and his teams have struggled in the conference semifinals. And now he has a chance to go home and put to bed a team that has been a nemesis for the Sixers throughout their historic time in this NBA.
Reggie, just quickly, give me a couple of issues that to you with the eye test stand out that Boston is really staggering with right now.
Number one, Tatum has to get off to a better start. These slow starts, the last two ball games, that can't happen to a guy who finished fourth in the MVP voting.
Yeah, he finished fourth in MVP voting. Last year, he's able to help take the team to the playoffs. He's one of the most talented dudes in the league. Yeah, he needs to get off to a better start. But I mean, damn. The team just, they were pathetic tonight. It was like the Boston Celtics woke up, rolled out of bed, and said, you know what, we're playing at home. We should just wipe out the 76ers. And you know what, there are a lot of ups and downs, ebbs and flows to a playoff series, a lot of ups and downs and ebbs and flows when you just think of an NBA playoff run, period. And so I would not be shocked if the Boston Celtics went down to Philadelphia and tied this series up at 3-all and then forced a game 7. I wouldn't be shocked at all. But I'll tell you this much, and this is one of the main rules of the NBA, as we all know. You got to get the job done at home. That's it. I mean, Jason Tatum was shooting like crap to start the game. And then at one point in time, he had the bright idea to say, you know what? I should probably go to the basket. I should probably light things up. Jason Tatum was 11 for 13 from the free throw line when he realized all them damn threes were a waste of time. And that's one of the worst things about this new era and this new age of basketball. Everybody is just jacking up threes. Everybody is just jacking up shots. And when they don't fall from the outside, the players are standing around like with a shoulder shrug. Like, well, what are we going to do? Well, yeah, exactly. What are you going to do? Do you have a mid-range game? Can you go to the basket and finish through contact? And I get it. Joel Embiid is a beast. He blocked 4 shots tonight. I think at one point they credited him with 5. I think they took one away. Yeah, he's a beast in the middle. But the Boston Celtics, Ime Udoka's not there. But we can't just pin it all on Mazzulla. He has his own share of blame, and the Boston Celtics just, they don't look ready. It's like they took the night for granted, and so they deserve to get smacked. And I feel bad for all of their fans up in Boston, up in New England, who paid their hard-earned money to watch them go out there and play like garbage. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is here from Flushing, New York. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, man?
How are you, Manny? Please go ahead.
I'm good, man. The Celtics are straight ass trash. I cannot believe it. I mean, yesterday I was pissed off that my Knicks lost a game 4. My Lord, I mean, yo, they're trying to get. I mean, Julius Randle. Oh my Lord, he's gonna get booed by tomorrow. I can tell you that much. But man, the Celtics, they disgraced themselves. Larry Bird must be worn his eyes, and Bill Russell, God bless his wonderful soul, must be worn over his grave. You lose in a Sixers game 5. Man, it's disgraceful. Man.
Yeah, it is disgraceful. This is one of the worst things about basketball right now. And thank you so much, Manny, for calling from Flushing. This is the worst part, is that you can turn on a game and that it's one or the other. There's really no middle ground to the basketball games anymore. It's either a complete blowout, uncompetitive, boring to watch, or maybe they're just shooting enough threes to keep each other involved. Even watching the games in person at the arena, looking at the amount of threes that get taken, you know, it's one thing that I can deal with, but I don't ever think I'll really adjust, especially when there's a clear lane to the hole. It's like, just go to the basket. Somebody called last night and says, oh, man, I haven't watched basketball in so long. Where are the fast breaks? Pretty difficult to have a fast break, and we have plenty of them now. You can utilize fouls to stop, etc. Pretty hard to have a fast break when everybody's camped out at the three-point line. Nobody in a paint, nobody going for a rebound. Everybody's already prepared to run the other way and then jack up a three. 855-212-4CBS. Dale, he's here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, sir. It's good to be back with you. I was listening to you, and it's right coming from me. All they do is jack up three. I've seen guys, Harden, he went to the hoop, got a clear layup, and kick it out to the three-point line. But as far as the playoffs, with me, is mixing it up. Boston could have mixed it up. They could have went down and tried to punish Joel Embiid. But it, like you said, the game has truly changed now. You know, nobody wants to run the fast break. Nobody wants to shoot a layup. They just want to stand out on the three-point line.
Yep, absolutely. Dale, I don't know about the part of the Boston Celtics refused to go down low and punish Joel Embiid. The fact is, they don't have anybody to go down low and punish Joel Embiid. I don't think in the modern NBA that there is a player, and one I'm watching on the screen here in the studio right now, as Jokic starts to get busy against DeAndre Ayton. Ain't no back-to-the-basket, post-up big man anymore. Joel Embiid is the closest guy to that. And so if you want to make the point of attacking the basket, does the strategy still exist of let's get Joel Embiid in foul trouble and get him off of the court? Joel Embiid tonight had 3 personal fouls to go along with his 33 points, 7 rebounds, 3 of 7 from downtown, and his own 11 free throws. This is why Joel Embiid is the MVP. And there was a lot of talk at the beginning of the season as to whether or not Jason Tatum was going to be in that conversation. He certainly was. He finished 4th. But we knew as the season started to go on and Jokic started going out there and triple-double this and triple-double that, and Joel Embiid went on a stretch where he was just out there dropping 30-point games, that Tatum was going to have to do his best work in the postseason. And right now, unfortunately, there's some inconsistencies there. Cold start, hot finish. Poor finish, cold start. It's maddening at this point for one of the league's most talented players. And the Boston Celtics, they certainly look like they are in a talent deficit, especially tonight. Al Horford has not performed well in the series tonight. 0 points. Derek White, it's like since they made fun of this guy's hairline and his lack of hair on his head, the folks at TNT, Derek White has stunk. And if this is going to be Tatum and Brown and nobody else stepping up, yeah, the Boston Celtics are going to be cooked. And we're going to see Philadelphia taking on the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what it's looking like, especially if the Celtics keep it up what they did tonight. And that was just play poorly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot to do, and we are just getting started. Philadelphia 76ers, they beat Boston 115-103 to take a 3-2 series lead. They have an opportunity to close things out in Philadelphia at home on Thursday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of a closeout, we saw this game last night. The Warriors and the Lakers. The Warriors have their backs up against the wall. There were comments about Jordan Poole and his lack of execution in 10 minutes. He stunk. Maybe he inspired the Celtics tonight. And then even Draymond Green today, he popped up on his own podcast because that's what Draymond Green does. And he put in his 2 cents as to why the Warriors stunk last night and what they need to do going forward. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. We're going to talk Warriors. We're going to take more of your calls. Obviously, Denver and Phoenix, they're just underway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Boston Celtics, they lose tonight at home 115-103 to the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers take a 3-2 series lead. 1 win away from going on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And right now, Joel Embiid, or tonight I should say, he dropped 33 points. Maxey chipped in 30. Harden had 17 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. And Tatum and Brown were all the Celtics had tonight, respectively going for 36 and 24 points. Tatum having a slow start himself, beginning the game 3 of 11 from the field. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tanner from Florida. I then want to talk about the Warriors. I do want to talk about the untimely passing of a college legend. Let's go to Tanner. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm not doing too well, JR. I'll tell you why, okay? Listen, I'm not a genius, all right? But I know one thing. If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you play good, okay?
Okay.
The fact that the Celtics came out in a game 5 of the second round of the playoffs wearing Milwaukee Bucks green jerseys, okay? This is not some random preseason game. This is not some game in the middle of March. This is the playoffs, and you're going to wear those ugly, hideous uniforms that don't even match the Kelly Green on the court. They deserve to lose for what they put out on that court. And Celtics ownership, they should pay the price for this, trying to sell jerseys when the team's got to win a game. Who's going to play good wearing them ugly uniforms?
So the Celtics lost tonight because of their uniforms.
Listen to me, you could put a pair of Brett 11s on every player's feet, and they're still going to look like trash. That's how ugly those uniforms. How are you going to go out there and play with any kind of emotion and any kind of drive when you look like that? I mean, you don't even know what team you're playing for anymore, man. I mean, that's not the Celtics, okay?
Okay.
Those look
all
like
right.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tanner, for calling from Florida. I'm sure Jason Tatum took off his clothes in the locker room. He slipped on that jersey, and I'm sure he felt that he was going to lose tonight. Interesting. Doc Rivers, he has an idea why the Celtics lost, and it has to do with Joel Embiid. Doc Rivers, he just spoke to the media, and he didn't say anything about the jerseys. He just said, Joel Embiid, whoop that ass.
Yeah, he was just professional. He was locked in, patient. Our first three possessions were horrendous of the game. Like, I think the first three times anybody touched, they shot it. And I was literally about to call a timeout. And then the next possession, the ball, bam, 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 guy got a three, and we were off to playing right. And we played right from that point on. I thought James and Maxey both did a great job, running pick and rolls. And I thought our team understood, okay, we need a bucket. We need to get the ball to Joel. We need the space, and he makes the plays from there. And I thought Joel did a great job of shooting when he needed to shoot and passing when he needed to pass.
Oh, nice. Good for Doc Rivers. I guess for one night, people give him a break. And if they should lose down in Philadelphia on Thursday, people will be giving Doc Rivers a difficult time. Thus is life of a coach. That's just, you win some, you lose some, you get credit, you don't get credit. And that's just life as a coach. And so let's see what they do on Thursday. And congratulations, James Harden, man. He didn't crap the bed. I wonder if him and Anthony Davis have each other and if they text each other back and forth trying to figure out who's going to be more consistent. They both went back to back and having some very good games. And so Doc Rivers, God bless him. He also doesn't have to respond to questions about James Harden and his performance tonight. Let's see what the 76ers can do at home. We know everybody in Philadelphia, they're going to be hot to see that series basically go out there and get closed out. No one wants to take a trip back up to Boston. So congratulations to the Philadelphia 76ers. And I did mention this. I want to bring this up before we move on to the Golden State Warriors and their performance and hear from Draymond Green. I'm going to play that audio for you in the next break. Today, the basketball world did lose a coaching legend. I'm talking about someone who has been in the Hall of Fame for the better part of 30 years right now. I did not see him really coach at his peak in the 80s. But Denny Crum passed away today at 86 years old, coaching at Louisville from 1971 to 2001, picked up those two titles in 1980 and 1986 when he beat UCLA and then went out there and beat Duke. And you know you have been around for a very, very long time when not only you played for Coach John Wooden in the 50s, but then you coached with him. And we know John Wooden, this man passed away at almost 100 years old in 2010. He was 99 when it was all said and done. And so Denny Crum passing away at the age of 86, one of the most successful college basketball coaches of all time. We're talking multiple Final Four appearances. He's seventh all time. He's one of 11 coaches to win multiple titles. And if you really start to think about some of the players that he helped bring up and have success with, Purvis Ellison, Felton Spencer, God rest his soul. He also passed away recently. Cliff Rozier, and then you have Samaki Walker. Ironically, we'll be talking about the Los Angeles Lakers on the other side of this break, but all Cardinals that he worked with. And so you want to talk about coaching not being the most rewarding of professions. Denny Crum, God bless him, passed away at 86 years old, and he's in the Hall of Fame. And for all the crap that Doc Rivers gets, positive, negative, he may lose his voice by the time it's time for his Hall of Fame speech. But at some point, I know it sounds wild, Doc Rivers is likely to be there as well, especially if he can pick up another title. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And on the other side, we know the Boston Celtics, they failed tonight. Their backs are up against the wall. We're going to hear from Draymond Green on the other side of the break. We're going to hear from Steph Curry. We're going to get his comments on Jordan Poole. Because the Warriors, their backs are up against the wall as well. Except for they only have one win. Not looking too good out in San Francisco in the Bay Area. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. We'll hear from Draymond and Steph.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener, I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we talked about, well, briefly, I mentioned, yeah, sure, tonight, Celtics are going to enter what could be their final game of the season on Thursday. Philadelphia beat them tonight. Their backs are up against the wall. And at least Boston has two victories in their series. We know last night, the Golden State Warriors, they lost to the Lakers 104-101. Just multiple missteps to conclude that game. Errant passes, bad shot attempts. And throughout the course of the game, we had some poor performances. Jordan Poole finished the night with 0 points. He was 0 of 4 in his 10 minutes. He was 0 of 2 from downtown. And it was just horrific last night. Curry gave you 31. Klay Thompson could only muster 9 points, and it was just ridiculously sad. I want to share with you some of the comments made by both Draymond Green and Steph Curry. I'm going to do that in a second. We do have a caller who's been waiting patiently throughout the break. His name is Bob from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, man. I get all my basketball from your show. I don't have a TV. And the guy, the Milwaukee Bucks fan, I think he's onto something. And when you're really a fan, you know things. You can see it and feel it. And think about this. About 12 to 15 years ago, All the NFL teams had throwback jerseys for the some anniversary, and the Lions had crappy teams, but they were undefeated in the throwback uniforms. You could look it up.
To clarify a few things, I think the gentleman that called earlier in the show, mm-hmm. I believe he was a Celtics fan. And I think his point was that the Boston Celtics tonight and more recently, you know, they haven't always worn the traditional Celtics Kelly Green uniforms. Mm-hmm. He was saying that the uniforms that they wore tonight were more similar to the Milwaukee Bucks green in their colors. So,
oh, yeah, he said the dark green, yeah.
Yeah, so the sentiment is still there. But let's be real here. When the players are out there in the heat of battle and they're out there running around and playing and busting their ass, do you think they care what they're wearing?
Well, yeah, you don't want to feel like someone dressed you funny. Look at the White Sox. You just have to wear those shorts.
No, well, that's a different. There's a difference. I mean, we can go back to the 70s and think about shorts and sleeveless jerseys. We could think about some of the ugliest jerseys that we've ever seen. We can mm-hmm. we can look at the Nuggets' old uniforms. We can look at the Astros' old uniforms. Certainly, we've seen some ugly uniforms. But the basketball players are not going out there, you know, in I don't want to say tighter tank tops. But they're not out there in compression shorts and, you know, pink tutus. They're wearing basketball jerseys. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not that serious.
I'm sure you're right, but you know what they told us in the Army? You look good, you feel good, you do good. And I guess it's an old saying.
It is. But for these basketball players, they're not in the armed forces. And thank you, Bob, for your service. They're just out there playing basketball. And the jerseys, they ain't all that bad looking. When they have to run around in fuchsia and pink and neon green, then come talk to me. But they're not that far out there yet, okay?
Oh, I saw Seattle once last year. They were neon. Holy moly.
Which Seattle team? What, the Mariners?
No, Seahawks.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, every now and then they put on that bright green. You're correct. Well, thank you, Bob.
All right. Great show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Bob is like, oh, man, they out there wearing ugly, come on now, folks. It's not a fashion show. The fashion show takes place when all of these dudes show up. DeAndre Ayton, TNT made a whole point to showcase DeAndre Ayton's outfit on the way into the arena. He was wearing a full leather suit. This is a 7-foot man walking around to a basketball game inside, and he's wearing a leather shirt. He's wearing leather pants. I didn't see his shoes. I am sure that they are leather. And I'm saying to myself, don't you have to be good to make a statement? I would want my work to speak for itself. And now I sound like old man, get off my lawn.
No, you don't.
I do. Because there's so much of the NBA that has to do with look at me. There's so many. I do sound like old man, get off my lawn. And I'm not an old man. But we got so many people that are all style and no substance. We got NBA players, and God bless them. The money is there. They should make it. They should get their split of the revenue, get their share of the pie. Good on them. But when you're a player, and if I'm going out there and I'm scoring 5 points, and I'm supposed to be out here making, I don't know, 30 and 40 million a year, I ain't rolling up to the game like I'm the quote-unquote cat's meow. I want to be known for my work, not what I showed up in. You know, if you're Deion Sanders and you're the best dude at your position and you're a Hall of Famer and you want to be brash and braggadocious and you want to be colorful and you want to exaggerate who you are, go do it. But when you suck, when you are middling, tone it down. Like you look like, I'm sorry, to me, and no, you're not. Financially, you are not. But when it comes to you and your profession, you look like a loser. You look like you got your priorities twisted up. Yeah, you can make a lot of money. I don't see DeAndre Ayton in commercials. I don't see DeAndre Ayton as someone, I got to pay attention to DeAndre Ayton. I got to watch DeAndre Ayton. He's kind of bland to me. I look at him and I go, why is this guy disappearing? And he's showing up to the game in leather outfits. Like, man, walk in with some sweatpants on or put on a suit and go out onto the court and just bust somebody's ass. Otherwise, you want to look good, feel good. Hey, wear your leather outfit while you play. Put it on while you're sitting on the bench. It's like Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons doesn't play one lick, one iota. And whether it's his back or whether it's his mental well-being or whether it's another one of his many injuries, there was a point in time where Ben Simmons didn't sniff the court. And every game, he was on the bench in the most outrageous and loudest of outfits. Do you need shades? Do you need a bright pink sweater? Do you need Louis Vuitton stripes in every color? Do we need to know that you are there and that you suck? Like, be known for your work. Everybody is me without having a damn ounce of substance behind them. And there was my rant. Go ahead, Shep. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, that was beautiful. I think, you know, it's funny. When you think of DeAndre Ayton and Ben Simmons, they both have two things in common. One, they were the overwhelming favorite to be the number one overall pick in their respective draft. Simmons, obviously, in 2014. Or excuse me, no, it was 2015. And then, of course, you know, obviously, Ayton 5 years ago over Luka and Trey somehow. I don't get that. Anyways, both of those guys came into situations with their respective franchises where there was no semblance of veteran leaders or any type of alpha. So they came in with the key to the castle, and they didn't earn it. And so now, when Embiid got back and healthy, right, Simmons took a back seat. He didn't like it. DeAndre Ayton, same thing. Chris Paul got there. He didn't like it. And so, unfortunately, they're going to be known for, JR, their fashion a lot more so than their game. And if they put half as much time into their fashion as they did their game, both teams would have gone well beyond what they should have these past few years.
Yeah, it's the money. It's the money motivation. Looking at DeAndre Ayton over his last several games, 4 points, 8 points, 6 points. I mean, we got one. A caller called, I think, at the end of last week, and he's like, "Oh my God, DeAndre Ayton needs to step up. They need to give DeAndre Ayton a basket. That's not his game." And if I'm on a basketball court, and I got Kevin Durant on one side, and I got Devin Booker on the other side, I'm also going to make the decision not to give the ball to DeAndre Ayton. You got to go ahead and eat what you kill on your own, and to not have that lob over the top threat out there with Chris Paul is a detriment right now for DeAndre Ayton. But 4 points, 8 points, and six is unexcusable. And neither Durant or Booker feel comfortable with giving him the ball because, just quite frankly, they're the best option. And so DeAndre Ayton is he's pitiful right now. He wanted the big money. He was afraid, or at least there was a good chance that he was going to go elsewhere. The Phoenix Suns brought him back, and they have him back for now. Everybody can always go out there and, I don't want to say talk a good game, but it's almost the same. You can go up and show out and look at me. Do something in the process. Please. I beg of you. Someone who does run his mouth quite a bit, we know, happens to be Draymond Green. And I told you, after last night's loss to the Lakers 104-101, Draymond Green, at least he's a champion. At least he's contributed to winning something. At least he was a defensive player of the year. You may not like his shot selection, and we can say, oh my God, if he was on another team, he wouldn't have half of what he has, which is totally true. He's in an ideal situation playing off of Steph Curry. But he went on his own podcast. He recorded his own show this morning. And Draymond Green, even though this Golden State Warriors team has its back up against the wall, Draymond Green found the bright side. Listen.
I thought we did an incredible job of wearing both AD and LeBron down. They played a ton of minutes, very high usage. In turn, they went to Lonnie Walker in the fourth quarter. Most cases, that's a win. And it's still a win, by the way. Like, if you can stop LeBron from getting what shots he wants, stop AD from getting what shots he wants, Lonnie Walker beat you, you kind of got to live with it. Lonnie Walker had a huge fourth quarter, 15 points in the fourth quarter, which was all the points that he scored in the game. And you got to tip your hat to him.
Yeah, I mean, I saw memes all day long on Twitter saying that the Golden State Warriors allowed Lonnie Walker to just wake up and be Michael Jordan in that fourth quarter. Somebody on his own team, Draymond squad, that stunk, Jordan Poole. 0 points in 10 minutes, and Steve Kerr looked like he wanted to wrap his hands around his throat. Steph Curry. He was specifically asked about Jordan Poole and his shot selection, and Curry kind of deflected and said, "Nah, it's not about him, it's about the whole team. Listen to this."
Jordan Poole was obviously a really big part of last year's title run, and this postseason he's kind of just struggled with consistency and stuff. I mean, what you guys need him to be successful, so like what are you seeing from him, and maybe what's your message to him?
We get questions about him a lot, and it's our whole team. We're all together in the sense of trying to figure out how to win playoff games. And we all have to make adjustments. We all have to play better, you know, considering we're in a 3-1 hole. So there's no sense in isolating him in this situation. It's all about collectively what can we all do to be better. And the conversations we have in film sessions and on the bench in the locker room are all consistent throughout the season, especially in this playoff run of trying to answer that question. So he's a part of that. We're all a part of that. And if we're going to get out of this hole, we all have to play better.
Okay. When one guy plays well, we can isolate him and talk about how good he is. But when a guy plays terribly, it's us as a team. Hey, it's team sports, right? You got to pick and choose when you could look at one individual. Jordan Poole stunk. It's as clear as it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. The Boston Celtics stunk tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers beat them 115-103. Philly now takes a 3-2 series lead. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some coaches. How about the Celtics coach, Joe Mazzulla? He just spoke. We're going to hear from him on the other side. And then Giannis and Coach Budenholzer. They showed so much love to each other on social media. We're going to talk coaches, and we'll hear from Joe Mazzulla on CBS Sports Radio.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Looking for an adventure that will take you to new heights? Challenge your mind and body at SkyWild, the Greensboro Science Center's treetop adventure course. With 3 skill levels and 60 animal-inspired obstacles to conquer, SkyWild is perfect for family fun or company team building. For a different kind of adventure, try Flyway, the Greensboro Science Center's new zip line. And while you're here, take a spin on our carousel and explore our aquarium, museum, and zoo. Book your SkyWild and Flyway adventure today at greensboroscience.org.